Oscar controversy as Andrea Riseborough's Best Actress nomination for her performance in To Leslie is now under review. ABC's Andrea Fujii reports.
The Academy says its review of the campaign procedures during the nomination process is to ensure that no guidelines were violated and to inform us whether changes to the guidelines may be needed in a new era of social media and digital communication. The statement did not mention Riseborough or To Leslie, but just days before Academy members began voting on the nominees, there was a sudden surge of A-listers support, with stars including Charlize Theron, Edward Norton, and Gwyneth Paltrow hosting screenings of the film. Paltrow later saying Riseborough deserves to win every award there is and all the ones that haven't been invented yet.
In-person classes are back at the Newport News Virginia Elementary School, where a six-year-old shot and injured his first grade teacher earlier this month. Richneck Elementary School reopened today for the first time since the shooting with increased security and a new administrator. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 16 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 3 above tonight, partly cloudy skies, mainly clear tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 26. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 12.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Kris Kobach has released his plans for the 2023 legislative session, saying that his number one priority this year is addressing the fentanyl issue in the state.
And this problem is only likely to worsen. It's not as if the fentanyl crisis is just a temporary thing that is fading now. It looks like it's going to continue to get worse.
That audio from WIBW. Kobach's nomination for the director of the KBI, Tony Mativi, also said it's a crisis where he's looking forward to working with the legislature this year.
The attorney general is absolutely correct when he said this problem is going to get worse before it gets better. And we plan to ask the legislature for tools to help us address that problem.
The attorney general's office says they have put together a task force to address the issue that would work with both federal, state, and local law enforcement.
We are creating an organized retail crime task force, which will include local law enforcement, our agency, as well as retail.
Mid-America Network News.
Here's another Scott Auctions. Scott Auctions will be conducting the 31st annual Western Kansas Farm Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and best placement. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auctions 31st Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, February the 13th, 14th and 15th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
The discussion of alcohol consumption across the state of Kansas has been a point of conversation in the state legislature of 2023 as a new bill was officially introduced in the Kansas legislature that may create common consumption areas across the state. As KSNT News reports that House Bill 2059 was introduced into the Committee on Federal and State Affairs that would allow cities across the state to expand the use of common consumption areas. According to supporters of the bill, they say that the laws like this already exist in states like Arkansas, Colorado, and Tennessee, where they allow people over the age of 21 to drink alcohol from various liquor-licensed businesses in certain areas of the community. As the bill would allow cities and their governing bodies to determine when and where roads would be needed to be closed along public safety items specific to each city and allow common consumption zones to be more functionally used in the community. In other news, 21-year-old Jacob Chappell from the Leavenworth area has been sentenced to 88 months in prison for the possession with the intent to distribute marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with law enforcement. Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage. And as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Last week wrapped up with Governor Jim Pillen giving the State of the State address and talking about his priorities for the legislative session of 2023. That included tax cuts in the state, investing in certain projects, and giving money back to the people.
But what we do with the people's money this session is critical for my grandbabies and yours and for generations to come. We all agree we are taxed way too much in Nebraska. Our tax policy chases our kids out, chases our grandparents out of this state. We can't grow Nebraska that way. From my view, it's really simple. We must have the courage to say no, no to overspending, and maintain a focus of investing in our kids and giving this money back to Nebraskans via historic property and income tax cuts. We, Nebraska's leaders, must compete for Nebraska to win.
Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will not meet this week due to just one commissioner available, with John Unger out of town and Fritz Blansky recovering from a broken leg. Last week, they met with the construction manager, county health nurse, and a representative from Kansas Main Street to discuss plans for the new health department building in Marysville. Kansas Main Street is offering services at no charge for design considerations. Purchase of a new motor grader for $388,000, less $109,000 buyback of an existing unit, was approved. Washington County Commissioners last week continued discussion of a countywide ambulance service and had met with members of a Lynn ambulance service recently. They made no decisions but indicated that both a mill levy and sales tax may be required to provide adequate ongoing funding. A tax sale is planned February 14th at 1 in the courtroom. Representatives with the Washington County Hospital Board and a Department of Commerce official spoke of a community block grant and inquired as to contributing land to the former homestead to the hospital foundation to be used for development of a child care and adult care center. The prospect of a $750,000 grant with 25% match may allow the land contribution to qualify toward the match. The hospital had acquired the former Homestead facility, and the county owns the hospital, thus in effect owning the property. Such a facility could accommodate 59 children. A separate entity would control day-to-day operations. After discussion, commissioners made no decision. Mary Tate was appointed to the Pawnee Mental Health Board, and notice was given to nominate Brennan Zabakrutsky as a Little Blue Treasurer. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week finalized the rental contract and new rates for use of the community building. The Senior Services Director advised she's exploring having senior meals contracted through local food service providers, as costs are higher than other area programs. Anthony Dieters was approved home township clerk at the recommendation of other board members. A delegation of residents met with the Gage County Board of Supervisors last week with concerns about a three-mile stretch of 162nd Road by Virginia. Comments included that they would like to see a bond initiated, find funding for a road project. They indicated the road has issues when it's wet. There are accidents due to dust. Suggestions included a tax-free bond with low interest or using inheritance funds to make the payments. They fear the issues are keeping people from the area, driving population down. They're suggesting the board go drive the road and look at results of traffic studies. The group had met previously with the Road and Bridge Committee, who indicated the issues are on their radar and they will seek grants and look at potential fixes. They had noted population numbers don't warrant paving, as other roads have concerns as well. An accident count for the last decade showed 13 accidents, 8 were deer-related, 3 on the gravel. Supervisors discussed hiring an engineer to present ideas relating to the east ramp entrance to Gage County Courthouse, including problems with the sump pump and wind causing problems with the doors, among others. The building is on the historic registry. A motion was approved to request proposals for conceptual options for updates to the east entrance. Planning and Zoning Commission discussed solar regulations at their last meeting and will meet again February 15th, continuing the review. Leroy D. Prelwitz, age 94, formerly of Morrillville, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service Monday with the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Leroy Prelwitz. Larry Dean Gross, age 65, of Bern, passed away unexpectedly January 19th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Northridge Church in Sabetha, interment in the Bern Cemetery. Visitation Monday evening, 4 until 7 at the church. Popkiss Mortuary of Sabetha, in charge of arrangements for Larry Gross.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying cooler today before temperatures start to warm up throughout Tuesday and Wednesday. But conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower teens and lower 20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows just above and below zero. More sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. And clear skies and still cooler throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Even warmer on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, and mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. Temperatures continue to rise as we head into Friday and the weekend. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s, and staying extremely mild throughout Friday night, clear skies with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late January, 41. Record high, 66. The average low, 19. And the record low, 11, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:36. Sunset this evening at 5:45.
How much do we love our pets? About $60 billion worth, if you care to put a number on it. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 30th, the 30th day of the year. Musician Phil Collins has a birthday. If you were ever offered a free puppy or a kitten, here's a few numbers to contemplate. Americans spent over $62 billion on pet supplies and services last year, and that's a 60% increase in a decade, and a trend that shows no signs of slowing. Foods, treats, and veterinary care account for much of that figure, but the fastest growth has been in services such as daycare and boarding, dog walking, pet waste removal, grooming, and training. But lest you think pet owning has no financial upside, consider this. On average, pet owners pay fewer visits to the doctor compared to non-pet people. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, for another year running, the Kansas City Chiefs are the AFC champions again after a squeaked-out victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, 23-20. The victory also shatters the three-loss streak that the Kansas City Chiefs had against the Bengals, with Patrick Mahomes coming into the game with a sprained ankle, but going 29-43 for catches and attempts for a total of 326 yards and two touchdowns throughout the game. It was only a total of two touchdowns for the Kansas City Chiefs as Travis Kelce ended up putting one in, having a total of 78 yards and averaging 11 yards per carry. Number 11, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, also had a touchdown for the game, totaling 116 yards in total. The big score of the game came in with Harrison Butker going 3-for-3 in field goal attempts and 11 points on the board for the game. The Chiefs now have a couple weeks off as they head to Super Bowl 57 and take on the Philadelphia Eagles after they ended up beating the San Francisco 49ers 31-7 at American Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified premium vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
After a three-game losing streak, the Kansas Jayhawks are back on the board with a W over the weekend as they took on Kentucky on Saturday, and they won 77-68, keeping them in the number 9 slot on the national AP polls. Overall, it was a big scoring night for Jalen Wilson, the number 10 forward, as he put 22 points on the board with 8 rebounds and 2 assists, a total of 39 minutes on the court. KJ Adams Jr. put 17 points on the board for the game with 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Overall, that keeps the Jayhawks in the middle of the Big 12 Conference right now with an overall record of 17-4. Conference play, they're sitting 5-3. Their next game is another Sunflower Showdown at home against the Kansas State Wildcats on Tuesday with tip-off at 7 p.m. And speaking of the Wildcats, they've redeemed it themselves as well after their loss against Iowa State earlier in the week last week, 80-76. On Saturday, however, they came back to win over the Florida 64-50 and keeping them in the number 5 slot nationally. They are still atop at the number 1 slot in the Big 12 Conference at 6-2 in conference play. Overall, they're sitting 18-3.
Wildcat fans, be sure to order your Wine Wednesday ticket package for only $25 when your K-State women's basketball team takes on Baylor Wednesday, February 15th. Packages include a K-State wine glass, a pregame event in the Shamrock Zone with wine and food, plus a ticket to the Baylor game. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
It went down to the wire as the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks defended their title in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, edging Marysville 43-42 on Saturday. A second win this past week over Marysville, defeating the Lady Bulldogs 41-21 in first-round play Tuesday. Redhawks had as much as a 13-point advantage that Marysville erased, tying the game at 42-all late. Half possession with just under a half minute left. But the Redhawks got the ball. A save, inbounds baseline. They took timeout. On the inbounds play, Kenzie Nelson was fouled. The freshman went to the line, hit the front of the 1-1 for a 43-42 win. Darcy Lear, senior for Hiawatha, led scoring with 20, 16 of those in the first half. Bella Rader knocked down 5 trays, 4 in the second half, for 17 to lead Marysville, while Lindsay Dressman was in double figures with 11. Hiawatha 43, Marysville 42. Redhawks go 7-6. Marysville falls to 4-9. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville boys basketball team, their first game back at home since the Christmas break, got off to a slow start in the first half, trailing Nemaha Central 21-12 at halftime, but outscored the Thunder 22-9 in the third quarter en route to a 52-44 win. Bulldogs led by Willow Tott with 14 points among 7 players scoring as Marysville improves to 11-2. Nemaha Central led by senior Gavin Keane with 14. He fouled out late in the ball game. Carter Rottinghouse dropped in a dozen as the Thunder fall to 5-7. Marysville 52, Nemaha Central 44 the final Friday. Bulldogs back on the road at Riley County Tuesday in boys action. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Increase your landscape's year-round beauty with shrubs that have eye-catching bark. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Red twig, also known as red osier dogwoods, have long been grown for their brilliant red stems that brighten the winter landscape. Try a few of the newer varieties that feature unique red and yellow stems like Midwinter Fire or more compact cultivars like Pucker Up. The peeling bark of Nine Bark is striking against the winter sky, and the many new introductions have colorful foliage, extending their beauty throughout the growing season. Or add a twist to the garden with Harry Lauder's Walking Stick. The contorted branches of this European filbert add interest to the garden and flower arrangements. The red winged thorns of Wingthorn Rose will help you appreciate this plant's prickliest feature. The new growth features the best color, but the unique thorns add interest to the garden year-round. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
In Bonham, Texas, you can find the boyhood home of Sam Rayburn.
small town is also host to the Politician's Library and Museum. It's an interesting look at a man who served the district for portions of six decades in the terms of eight presidents. His life story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. Sam Rayburn was born in Tennessee, the eighth of 11 children. The family moved to a cotton farm near Bonham, Texas as a child. He graduated from college in 1903 and taught school. But Emma Trent says his eyes were always on public service.
In 1906, he was elected to the Texas House of Representatives, and he served there. He was 24 years old when he was elected, and he served there. In 1912, he became the Speaker of the Texas House, and he was the youngest Speaker of the Texas House when he was elected.
He didn't see much time as the Texas State Speaker of the House, though, for a very good reason.
That same fall, he was elected to the U.S. House. And so in 1913, he started his congressional service, and he served until the day he died.
His first term in the U.S. House was on the eve of World War I during the Woodrow Wilson administration. Emma says others noticed his character and his way of doing business.
Honesty, integrity, if you always tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said. And I think those are the qualities that made him stand apart. And he believed in reason and persuasion. You know, I don't have to intimidate you into thinking my way. If what I have to say is the best thing, then through reason and discussion, I can bring you around to my way of thinking.
His work in Congress still impacts our country today.
He authored the bill that created the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Communications Commission. And I think what he was most proud of was the Rural Electrification Act, because it set up these rural electric co-ops.
All of this occurred before he ever became Speaker of the House, a title he held longer than any other person. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Bonham, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
Landlords and tenants may wonder how to add specific conservation practices into leases. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The first step is for both parties to have an open discussion as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whether
Whether you're a landowner or you are renting land, addressing conservation measures can be a tricky subject. Draw up a farm lease that is tailored to the unique needs of each party and to the land itself. To be sustainable, it should address conservation ideas and concerns and ensure a profitable arrangement for both parties. Charles Brown is a farm management specialist with Iowa State University Extension. He says tenants and landlords should sit down together and lay out the specifics of their goals, such as incorporating cover crops.
Who's going to pay for the seeding of the cover crops? The landlord, the tenant, are they going to share in costs? What kind of seed is going to be used? How it's going to be established? Is the landlord agreeable to maybe reduce the rent if the tenant agrees to use cover crops? It has to be more than a one-year lease. A five-year lease, what I'd like to see, but I think the longer the better, because when you start using cover crops, for example, this is a long-term situation, and every year you're going to see some improvements in your soil health.
Prioritize your concerns, make a checklist, and mark what everyone agrees on. Brown strongly recommends a written lease. It saves a lot of arguments down the road.
I think in that lease, it should be a clause that is farmed according to the conservation plan on file at the FSA office. It tells the landlord and the tenant how the farm should be farmed, whether or not they need to be using no-till, minimum till, you know, crop rotation, and so on. If it's not farmed according to those plans, they can be kicked out of the farm program payments.
To help get you started, there are farm leases available from extension offices and online. Learn more about incorporating conservation into farmland leases at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Just as I am.
Most exciting words in the English language to me is sale, as in 50% off everything in the store sale. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, I'm a sucker for a sale. If I see a pair of shoes that are 50% off, I'll probably buy them. Did I need them?
Nope. But it's the thrill of the hunt that drives me to buy. If you are a sales shopper, do you ever stop and ask, do I really need this item? If you don't, you'll end up with a pile of clutter at home and debt in the bank. And you won't be able to use your finances to live out your faith, to support your family and plan for the future, to plan for important things like preparing for the unexpected, planning for retirement, or paying for college. And maybe most importantly, giving back to others. If the excitement of getting a deal is driving you to purchase, stop. Think twice before you buy. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Why eggs are costing so much more at the grocery store today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Sticker shock is a good way to describe the retail prices for eggs these days.
Affordable food matters to everybody. And while the price of eggs has increased in recent months, eggs are still a great value at the grocery store, and they're one of the highest quality proteins available.
That's Mark Dresner of the American Egg Board.
The current egg prices reflect many factors, most of which are outside of the control of an egg farmer. Eggs are bought and sold on the commodity market where farmers don't set the price of eggs, the market does.
Dresner told me that bird flu losses played some role in the spike in store prices, but are not the entire reason.
Most of the farms that have been impacted by bird flu have recovered and are resuming providing those nutritious, delicious eggs for people.
Dresner says egg production costs are also higher.
The cost of everything has gone up, and the cost of the inputs that a farmer has to invest in order to run a farm and get those eggs to market have gone up substantially.
Dresner says national egg production is down about 5%, and spot shortages are still happening, but producers are working on it.
Farmers will continue to do everything they can to make sure grocery stores are stocked with nutritious and affordable eggs.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Come work for a stable, family-owned company. Landall Company, starting their 60th year in business, is hiring for welders in the Waterville and Marysville facilities. Wages depend on weld test and experience and start at $16.80 to $21.95 per hour. 10 hours overtime per week, Monday through Friday, $2 per hour shift differential, and 4% attendance bonus. Lots of earning potential plus extensive benefit plan. Apply online at Landall.com or contact their Human Resource Department, 785-562-5381. EEO, Vets and Disability, welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Food shoppers this year may get a little bit of a price break in beef and pork. Here's Gary Crawford.
Food shoppers, you could see grocery store food prices on average continuing to rise during 2023. Some price hikes could be large ones, with USDA analysts forecasting double-digit inflation for things like processed meats, eggs, butter, sugar, sweets, cereal, and bakery products. However, there is some good news as well. Economist Matt McLaughlin says we may see prices actually going down this year.
We expect a 1.8% decrease. That's our best prediction of where beef and veal prices are going. And then for pork, we're expecting a 3% decrease in pork prices.
He says beef and pork were among the first foods to see rising prices when COVID began back in 2020, and they now appear to be the first of the major foods to begin a slow descent. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, it looks like that a member of the ag industry says explaining the importance of the Farm Bill to all Americans is an ongoing process for various reasons. Here's Rod Bain.
Understanding has grown over the years between all farm bill stakeholders that that particular piece of legislation has little success passing Congress as a standalone farm safety net and conservation vehicle without the inclusion of a nutrition title. Will Stafford of CHS Incorporated says this understanding is also important in educating new members of Congress about the significance of a farm bill.
One of those areas is telling them that the farm policy and the nutrition side are married together for a reason, and one does complement the other, and strong farm policy is good for their constituents for having a good, abundant, safe, plentiful, cheap food supply.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And that's a look at your ag news on this Monday, January the 30th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
At Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy to buy a trailer. If you're looking for the right trailer at the right price, come on down to Horse Trailer Sales in Biola. They're making it easy to buy a trailer. Horse trailers, travel equipment, hitches, new and used trailers, and a whole lot more. Not only will you find selection, you'll find Horse Trailer Sales experience saves you more, and their service is the best. Horse Trailer Sales, a friendly and helpful staff of professionals who'll see to it that you get what you want at a price that you can afford, because they make it easy. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Call 545-7292.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing Shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Implement regenerative soil health practices and get paid. Earn dollars for every ton of carbon dioxide captured in the soil on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Atmospheric carbon dioxide is a factor in fueling climate change and extreme weather swings. Regenerative farming practices such as no-till and cover crops can sequester this atmospheric carbon dioxide, enrich the soil, and reduce input costs. Indigo Agriculture has an initiative called the Terraton Challenge to capture 1 trillion tons of atmospheric carbon dioxide and pay farmers to do it. Noah Walker is the head of carbon market development with Indigo. He says growers that enroll in the program are given assistance along the way.
They're equipped with additional tools, and Indigo supports them in transitioning to regenerative practices. Indigo then handles the measurement and verification of the carbon impact, and then through that verification is able to create a carbon credit that is sold, and then the value is flowed back through to the farmer.
One carbon credit equals 1 ton of CO2 that's stored in the soil.
Growers that enroll with us will receive between a $15 and $20 payment for their credits. Ultimately, the price will be set in the marketplace, but You think about an adoption of full regenerative practices, growers can start to sequester between 2 to 3 tons of CO2 per acre on their farm, which means a $30 to $60 payment per acre as a result of the impact they're having.
Indigo Ag expects to work with 10,000 farmers in this trial and will track findings for at least 10 years. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about being paid for sequestering carbon at agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Monday. Well, questions about the crops out of Argentina, China demand potential, and the escalation of fighting in the Ukraine once the thaw hits. That being a possibility, all those things influencing the markets on this Monday. Right now, corn for March at 683 and three quarters, and that's up 3/4. May corn up 1 at 681. Kansas City wheat for March, 874 and a half, that's up 5 1/4. Kansas City wheat for May, 867 and a quarter, that's up 4 3/4. March oats, 393 1/4, that's up 5. May oats up 5 1/4 at 386 3/4. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 1533 1/2, that's your current price, that's up 24 1/4. Soybeans for May up 23 3/4 at 1528 1/4. Cotton for March, 84.73 is your current price, and that's down $2.10. May cotton down $2.09 at 85.36. Live cattle for February up $1.75 at 158.47. Live cattle for April up $2.37.5 at 163.20. Feeder cattle for March, 184.22. That's up 75 cents. And feeder cattle for April up 80 cents at 188.35. Crude oil for March, 78.57 is your current price. That's down $1.10. Crude oil for April, 78.83. That's down $1.13. Taking a look at the stock market, right now the Dow Jones down 51, S&P down 29, NASDAQ down 150. Many are saying it's because of lower earnings reports from different corporations, which says that the economy is truly slowing down. That is your market information.
At Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy to buy a trailer.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the right trailer at the right price, come on down to Horse Trailer Sales in Biola. They're making it easy to buy a trailer. Horse trailers, travel equipment, hitches, new and used trailers, and a whole lot more. Not only will you find selection, you'll find Horse Trailer Sales experience saves you more, and their service is the best. Horse Trailer Sales, a friendly and helpful staff of professionals who'll see to it that you get what you want at a price that you can afford, because they make it easy.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Call 545-7292.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTac offers are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yield. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
The Lesser Prairie Chicken has been making headlines lately. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts shares the significance of this species of bird to western Kansas, but also their very specific habitat needs.
They are what we call a prairie obligate species, which basically means they can't exist without prairie. They also need relatively big chunks of prairie, so we think of them as sort of being a big landscape bird. And when we manage for a critter like this, we manage on a landscape scale. So thinking on a smaller scale, within 1 mile, we would need about 60% grassland cover within that 1 mile in order to have enough for that small spot to be occupied by a lesser prairie chicken. From a broader perspective, ideally 70% of a 30-square-mile area would be grassland.
Ricketts continues by explaining the specific grassland types that these birds prefer.
There also needs to be a fair bit of heterogeneity within that grassland cover, and that's a word that we use a lot as biologists, but basically it means that there's a mix of different cover types on the landscape. So for lekking, which is the mating ritual or the dancing that they do in the springtime that everybody sees the cool videos of, they need areas of very short grass. They like those, if possible, to be at higher elevation points on the landscape so they can be seen from a long ways. For nesting, they need areas with relatively dense cover, so it'd be hard to see through. An easy way to think about that would be like shin to hip height. And then for the brooding period, when they're raising their chicks, they need these areas that are relatively open at the ground level, but have sort of a canopy of broadleaf plants above. Sort of the last thing about their habitat requirements is they avoid vertical structures, including trees. And this is one of those things that can be especially detrimental to the species. What we mean by avoiding structures, more than one tree per acre is really too many, and areas with zero trees per acre are 40 times more likely to be used than areas with 5 trees per acre.
He ends by describing the important roles that these birds play as umbrella and indicator species for the prairie.
In wildlife management, we refer to species whose habitat requirements encompass the requirements of a bunch of other species as an umbrella species. So basically, the needs for horned larks and other species of birds or critters that are going to be in western Kansas are all included within the many things that a lesser prairie chicken needs to thrive. They're an indicator species because they need that good intact land cover that includes heterogeneity that's representative of healthy prairie. So if they're present, it means that it's basically a healthy ecosystem.
Once again, that was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts sharing insight on the importance of the lesser prairie chicken and their habitat needs. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more. KNDY.
Got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the boat and get in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that,
tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.